Thailand halts casino plans as court removes Prime Minister. Thailand's constitutional court has removed Pathumthorn Shinawat from her position as Prime Minister, ending her tenure after just 1 year in office. The decision was issued on Friday following a 6-3 vote by the court's 9 judges, and brings to an end the country's plans to introduce legal casino gambling. The court ruled that Shinawat committed ethical violations tied to a leaked phone call with former Cambodian leader Hun Sen in June. It found that the call raised doubts about whether Shinawat's actions served the interests of Thailand or favored Cambodia. In its written judgment, the court said her conduct caused the public to lose confidence in her ability to govern and inflicted serious damage on her premiership. The ruling also emphasized that her words in the conversation risked undermining national trust in the office of Prime Minister. The controversy stemmed from her handling of a discussion with Hun Sen that referenced a violent border clash earlier this year between Thai and Cambodian forces. During the exchange, she referred to a Thai army commander as an opponent, a remark that senators who filed the complaint said demonstrated irresponsibility and placed Thailand's sovereignty in jeopardy. The senators submitted the case to the Constitutional Court, which ultimately ruled in their favor. Shinawat had already been suspended from her duties on July 1st, when the court initially accepted the case for review. Her suspension came at a pivotal time for Thailand's legislative agenda, particularly the coalition government's push to advance the entertainment complex bill. The bill, which would have legalized large entertainment venues featuring casinos, was seen as a key economic proposal of her administration. However, earlier in July, Thailand's House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to withdraw the bill at the request of the cabinet. Observers noted that the suspension of Shinawat and the uncertainty surrounding her position weakened the momentum for casino legalization, which her Phiu Thai party had strongly promoted. The coalition government had originally pitched the projects as a means of boosting tourism and generating new revenue streams for the country. Phone call tears apart a government. The fallout from the leaked phone call also fractured the governing coalition. The Bhumjaithai Thai party, the second largest faction in the coalition after Phiu Thai, withdrew from the government soon after the recording became public. Bhumjaithai leaders cited the call as a central reason for their departure, a move that left Shinawat's administration with a weakened parliamentary majority and heightened political instability. With her removal finalized, the role of acting prime minister remains with Phumthum Wichayachai, the first deputy prime minister. He has served in this capacity since Shinawat's suspension in early July and will continue to lead the government until a successor is elected. The process of selecting a new prime minister will now move to Thailand's House of Representatives, which is tasked with nominating and voting on candidates. Media reports indicate that 5 individuals are currently eligible for nomination. Among the leading figures is Chekesom Naitasiri of the Phiu Thai Party, who has previously been floated as a candidate. Another candidate is Anuttan Charnvorakul, leader of the Bhumjaithai Party, whose departure from Shinawat's coalition contributed to her downfall. Shinawat's removal marks another turbulent moment in Thailand's political history. Her family name remains significant in Thai politics, as she is the daughter of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat and part of a dynasty that has long been influential yet controversial.